It's the 26th of December 2004, and this is Gamers Radio, presented by Yankadink.com.
Yeah, it looks pretty sweet. It looks awesome. It's incredible.
Yeah. Here's a little explanation of what I like to do. Hours of GameCube, Xbox, and PS2. I'm labeled as a video game lyrical lord, but I'm just a mortal using combat as a physical force. I'm a vicious lyricist and several will die. My rhymes are so hot that the devil may cry. Save up to buy a game with a stash in the bank, trying to repair my metal arms with a ratchet and clank. I'm so nice and I never say I hate to win. Chilling in my green hoodie trying to wait to win. The best video game player you ever heard of, so bow down to me like I'm the Prince of Persia. Keep saying that you beat me, too bad you can't though, cause I'll leave you on your way to heaven wearing a halo. You're out of luck if you playing with me, because you bet that I'm making it your day of defeat. If you challenging me, believe I got the upper hand, because I'm above average, nicknamed the Mega Man. 50 hit air combos, you bet you fear those. Seeing me in the game is little to F-Zero. When I spit flames, I'm leaving you torched. I've got the attitude of a Street Fighter with brute force. I'm sick of shooting jugs, now I'm on a manhunt. Keep staring at my game collection, but you can't touch. There's no way you're winning, so forfeit quick. Only way you can win is in an Unreal tournament. Pick up a controller, come on, who's next? Deus, what? I love those pronounced deuce next. I'm always winning, and you know I love it. Defending my spot as a knight of the Old Republic. If you wanna play like me, follow my path and walk through Boulder's Gate like a champion of NORAD. Just tell me where you wanna play and I'll follow. Even if I have to take a plane to Pandora tomorrow. If you talking all that trash, believe I'm fighting you, and you know that your half-life will be in doom. Step inside my kingdom of hearts. I'm the true talent, you just a fantasy star. The way I destroy you, it shouldn't be legal, because I come with stuff beyond good and evil. My talent is something the rest will fear. I'm a dynasty warrior dressed in Metal Gear. EGM, IGN, Game Pro, and more. All the video game players, get on the floor.
Today's episode of Gamers Radio was recorded over the phone, so there may be a bit of delays in some of the audio feeds, so our apologies ahead of time. But for now, here's the latest episode of Gamers Radio. GameSpot's Best of 2005, the Best of ZLX, which is part of GameSpot's, I don't know, whatever the hell, hardware review people. They chose for the best trailer this year, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas trailer 2. Did you get a chance to check this one out?
Oh, the trailers?
Yeah.
For that? I've seen some of them.
I know I've seen some of the first ones, but I caught lots of TV trailers. I wonder if it's the same.
Yeah.
I'm betting it's the same one.
I'm pretty sure they are.
I love the ones for Vice City, where it played, like, classical opera music as the cars were exploding and stuff like that.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
This one, they had a better soundtrack.
Yeah, it was all, like, actual
90s crap. 90s-ish. Yeah. For the best gaming accessory, they gave it to the Razer Diamondback Mouse. I'm guessing that's the,
I'm buying one of those.
Yeah, is that the new one with the laser?
I actually have a book that has specs for it. Let me find it real quick. Because I'm going to be buying one next week, because it sounds awesome.
I don't get, what's the difference between a laser and optical one?
I don't know, but I think this one's optical, and might just call it something else. But the resolution on it, or no, the frame rate is 6400 frames.
Holy crap.
1600 DPI.
That's pretty
and
nice.
I asked a guy next to me about some hardware stuff, and he said even some high-end Microsoft and Logitech mice, they only have 800 DPI and like 200 frame rate.
Yeah.
It's just compatible with USB only or something, and they sold it, but this one's 6400.
Do you have any idea what it's going to cost you?
$60.
Oh, boy. So it's not that bad, because I think the laser one's running around like 80 or 90.
Well, since I have a ball mouse right now, and the main reason why I got it is it's force feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And Unreal Tournament has compatibility for that, but nothing else seems to, so I'm getting rid of it.
Yeah, I use only optical. I can't stand trackball mice anymore.
Well, I can't use trackball either, just the ball mice.
Okay, we're going to go on next to the best demo. They gave it to Unreal Tournament 2004. Are you into this type of first-person shooter?
I actually got the demo.
I think I played it too.
Well, I didn't get the book, I just got the demo.
Was the train level on the demo one?
I don't think I played any of the Assault. I think with the demo, I just played Onslaught at Torland.
Yeah.
I think I played that like 24 hours straight.
Yeah, I played that one for about 3 days.
I didn't think I got anything else.
It was a pretty awesome demo. I'd probably agree with that. I didn't get to check out the Far Cry one. That was on, like, the finalist area.
I got to try Far Cry. It was before I got my new video card, so it was kind of raping my 5200.
Yeah.
And it ran really slow. So yeah. I could retry it now, but it just seemed like it was slow.
Yeah.
It's sort of like Rainbow Six slow.
Oh, I hate Rainbow Six. Can't stand it compared to all the other Tom Clancy series. Unreal Tournament 2004 also took the best update, which I'm not sure. I'd never got to play the retail package. Some of the other games up for the best update were Diablo, the version 1.10 update, and a Call of Duty update, I believe.
I never played Call of Duty, and I don't play Diablo, but the update for Unreal was pretty cool.
What do you get with the update? Is it any new features?
I don't know what all new features were added. I could probably check the update list, but one thing it did fix, my machine seemed to run really slow with it,
mm-hmm.
like the base install, and then once I patched, I was getting a little better frame rate.
How long of
a
difference?
Something with the engine that they tweaked.
How big of a difference was there between the retail release and the patch?
You mean like frame rate?
Yeah,
wise?
Like how many days was there between it?
Oh, between, I have no idea. It's probably in the news on the website somewhere.
Okay, we're going to move on to the best PC hardware for 2000.
I think it was maybe a month ago.
Okay, best PC hardware is going to the AMD Athlon 64 chip. Now, I don't get why they'd stick this on the list, because I really don't see it as being that amazing. Maybe for its price, I'd accept it. But, like, there's the Intel Extreme. Okay. Go on.
Did they rate this on some gaming website?
Yeah, I don't know how they figured. I think they just have a team of people from GameSpot that get to decide on this. I really wouldn't agree with this one, because we haven't implemented 64-bit processing yet on, you know, I think Linux has, but Windows hasn't really.
They have the alpha stuff, and I was talking to a guy that's using it, and he says they're starting to get some pretty good stuff out working with it.
Yeah, I can't wait. I bet by summer of 2005 we're going to have some games using the most out of that chip. And
Yeah, I don't agree with that. For gaming, I think the Intel AM4s with the HT, like the 800 MHz frontside bus, those are where it's at.
Yeah, that's what I'm using right now. And there's the Extreme Edition, which is like a $1,000 chip, which no one would buy unless if they're insane.
Yeah. They're the ones that already have the dual 6800s SLI mode.
Yeah, exactly. For best design, I'm going to agree with this one. It was between the Nintendo DS was a finalist, which was pretty cool, but the winner was the Sony PlayStation 2 Slimline. And these things were impossible to get your hands on during the holiday season. Lines of people stacking up. It's impossible to get lots of these gaming systems. Have you had a chance to get...
Yeah, I can agree with the new PlayStation. I haven't played one yet, but...
Well,
my neighbor has one.
You haven't even gotten to see one yet?
I've seen them, but I haven't, like, got one where I could touch it and play it.
Yeah, yeah.
And see what all, like the flip lid and all that.
There's a flip lid to it?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. No, I'm looking at like a comparison shot between the two models, and there's a huge difference.
Yeah, there's one screen floating around somewhere with an Xbox controller that's bigger than it is.
Yeah, I've seen that one. That one's, it's pretty ridiculous to think that the Xbox, the original controllers, I hate them because they break like crazy. I got a new controller for my Xbox for Christmas, because all my controllers break. Yeah, but this new PS2 Slimline, it looks like it's less than half the size of the original.
Yeah, pretty much all they took away to save space was the drive bay and the CD tray. And then I took mine apart and I looked around. Another thing that they probably made smaller was the power supply.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the bottom of your PlayStation 2,
mm-hmm.
where, you know how there's the bigger part and the smaller box?
Yeah.
The smaller box is split in half between the drive bay and the power supply. So making the power supply smaller, that's where a lot of the space went.
I wonder if Xbox will ever create their version of it.
I don't think they will. I think they're just going to go ahead and forget about it and go with the Xbox too.
Okay, in our last, I don't even know why I stuck this one on the list, but it's the best phone of 2004. It went to the Nokia N-Gage QD. I hate this thing. Have you gone to check out the taco phone?
Into it like a taco?
Yeah, the taco phone.
Taco phone.
I hate this thing. I don't know. It has okay graphics. It's better than a Game Boy. Or, I said that weird. Better than a GBA, but I don't know why anyone would want it as a phone.
It's one of those kind of things where, you know, you have a TV with a toaster in or something. It's a gimmick.
Yeah.
To play games and use your phone.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about GameSpot.
That's pretty good for what it's intended for.
GameSpot chose their game of the year a few days ago, and they chose World of Warcraft. Now, are you a type of person who follows along with the entire EverQuest 2 versus World of Warcraft?
I was in it for a little while because I was thinking about playing EverQuest 2.
Yeah.
But I was talking with some people a couple days ago, and I found myself more going towards World of Warcraft and describing the game to people.
Yeah. I played the beta for World of Warcraft for a little over a week, maybe, whenever they did the public beta. And I was addicted to that game. I'm so glad that no one got it for me for Christmas, because I would have no life. Because it's just like Evercrack. It's so addicting. I hate, all those games are so bad. I tried this other one. Have you heard about this person who paid, like, $27,000, like, real money for this video game? Because you can buy... You put your money into this game, and they'll transfer it into credits in the game. And then, so this guy bought this island on this sort of eBay thing that's built into the game. So he has his own personal island now, and he's selling it back because he's going to make his money back, and then he's going to transfer it back into real dollars. And I forget what game this was, but I remember I wrote an article about it.
$7,000 investment?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. I don't think... And the chances of you actually making money, I've heard, is about a 1% chance if you go into that game and you'd actually make more money on your way transferring your money back. And the only way to make progress in the game is to drop, like, $100 a week.
Forget that.
Yeah, it's better than paying the $14 a month for EverQuest or World of Warcraft.
They're already taking all our time. They don't need to start taking all of our money.
Yeah, exactly. Unless if you're a rich person who has nothing else to do but throw away money, I don't see why you'd pick up one of these games, especially how addicting they might become. That's worse than, like, gambling.
I was in IRC, and there was this guy that's looking for a new MMO to play, and he doesn't want to pay for it. He found this Korean website that has this MMO on it.
Yeah.
And it's based off golf.
Oh, yeah, I remember someone bringing that up the other day. I was in the chat room with you, I think.
Yeah, I think I posted a link in that. I don't have it with me, but it's an MMO where you play golf, and I don't know exactly what it is, but you play golf, and then once you beat it, you level up in something, and you get money.
That's pretty cool. Was that Modem that brought that up?
Out the game of golf. No, I was the one that posted it in there.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Another network, and this guy was talking about it.
So does it support all sorts of languages?
Apparently not, because he was having a hard time understanding the English, the guy that was playing it.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about there's the future of Sega's ESPN Sports line. Have you heard about how I think it's Madden just bought out all the NFL licenses? Oh wait, no, EA.
EA bought all NFL licenses.
Yeah, so, like, no one else is going to be able to do anything, which sucks ass.
Well, no, they can do football, it's just not licensed players, and I brought up Blitz.
So does it mean it's going to be sort of like how college games are?
They could do college games.
Yeah, but, like, in college games, they aren't able to name any of the players because I forget what the hell the rule is, but you just aren't able to say, like, Johnson is number 32 for the Notre Dame or something like that. So are we going to be doing something like that for the NFL now because the licenses aren't purchased, or how did...
Maybe.
Yeah, I wonder what exactly this means for the future of, like, football games for the the NFL. I also heard...
Well, me as someone that doesn't play football games, I would go with the game that has better gameplay. But
yeah.
I know that there are people that would go because this game has this guy on this team and I want to play as this guy.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I feel about it, but I know people who are going to be buying most of those games, the guys that are football guys, they're going to want those names in there. Like my brother, he's one of those guys, he can't stand it. Like, I hate Madden. I can't stand that game. It's so much better. They have a college game, NCAA 2005. It's the same people making the game, but the gameplay on NCAA is about 5 times better. But, yeah, I'm curious. I heard a rumor that John Madden might not be doing the voiceover for the next Madden game, which doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
There's also a story...
Why is it still called Madden?
Yeah. There's also a story Nintendo is hinting at a controller revolution, which, I don't know, there's someone from Gamasutra, which is like a really well-respected website, has posted that from a Japanese business magazine, Diamond Weekly, a Nintendo spokesperson has commented that the controller of the Revolution console, current codename for the successor to the GameCube, will not feature the standard buttons on digital pads. And so, I'm curious what the hell they're meaning by this. Does it mean there might be, like, an LCD touchscreen or something built into a controller?
That's a possibility.
Now, what do you think people could do besides...
Well, looking around trying to imagine a controller that doesn't have buttons on it, I'm not getting any ideas. So I'm not thinking it'd be very good.
Yeah, all I can think of is, like, an LCD screen, which would be way too expensive to mass produce.
Yeah.
For touch.
That's all I got.
That's just... what do they mean?
Or maybe knobs. There you go.
That would be weird. That'd be even weirder.
Or switch.
I guess in May...
It's all switches.
That'd be so old school if you had to switch everything. I would love that, actually.
Imagine playing Tony Hawk Pro Skater with...
yeah, but in E3 in May, we'll figure out what the hell they're talking about. I wonder what the hell that is, though. That's very intriguing. It's good marketing for them to be saying that, because it just gets our imaginations going, I guess. Yeah, EA, Electronic Arts, is buying 20% of Ubisoft. This happened, like, a week ago. Basically, they dropped 85 to 100 million into saying, we want part of your network. What has Ubisoft done? Have they done some of the Ghost Recon games?
Yeah, and I think they also do Splinter Cell, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so they handle lots of Tom Clancy type stuff?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I think they even...
I'm not much into it, so I don't know.
Yeah, they may have done Prince of Persia, because I'm trying to remember where I see their logo when I'm booting up a game.
I don't think they're a part of Prince of Persia. I don't remember seeing that while I was playing the demo.
I'll have to check it out later on today. This is pretty funny. I bet, since you have dial-up, you might not be able to see this video yet, but there's a PSP flying UMD guillotine trick. I think it's pretty hilarious. GameSpot was talking about how there might be this error where if you twist the PSP in a certain way, it'll send the disc flying out of the PSP. And so they posted this video, and you can grab it off their website or mine, and when this person's, like, playing this racing game, and they're, like, twisting it, you know, all you see are, like, their hands in the thing, and they're, like, sitting on a bed or something, then all of a sudden the thing just pops out, it flies out, and, like, the screen says, like, please enter disc.
So they're, like, sitting there gaming, getting all into it, you know, you're playing Mario, and you're trying to jump, and you're moving the controller in your head, and then all of a sudden the disc flies out.
Yeah. I think it'd be hilarious. If you're, like, sitting on a train or something, playing it, or a subway, and it pops out and hits somebody in the face, that'd make my day.
Okay. That would be very funny.
Have you been noticing all these different video games that have been trying to cross over into the movie scene?
Yeah, namely Final Fantasy, and I heard something about Doom.
Oh, yeah, Doom just recently decided to do it. Splinter Cell's getting one.
I didn't know what Splinter Cell was.
Yeah, it just said Peter Berg is going to direct Splinter Cell movie. I can't even tell you what Peter Berg... Oh, he's done Friday Night Lights. I don't even know what the hell that is. And I'm a big video person. Yeah, but they already have a director and everything. What's another one? I think Metroid Prime's getting a movie.
Yeah, I think so. I think I heard that somewhere.
Yeah, because Nintendo's trying to get into this game scene where they want to start doing more videos for themselves because they've always been outsourcing to, like, these cartoon companies to do Pokemon, stuff like that. And so they finally said, screw you guys, we're just going to do it on our own. So they're creating their own little video studio now. And I think they're going to start doing, like, Metroid Prime and more Pokemon, probably, because you can't get enough of that crap. Okay, what else do we have on our notes today? I think that's it. We're out. Anything else to add here?
Not really. Unless you want to hear about this RuneScape that I've been playing nonstop.
Yeah, tell me about it. I'm not familiar with that game.
Alright, well, let me start this off by noting that you probably don't want to play this.
Okay, well, keep going anyways.
It's like Generation 1.5 of the MMOs. You know, like, EverQuest was around Generation 1, and now we're getting into Generation 2 with EQ2 and World of Warcraft. Well, what's cool about this one is you can play it from a browser, any browser that supports Java, because the game is built in Java. So that brings into a whole new aspect of you can game on any computer made after, I don't know, 1995 with dial-up connection that has a little bit of RAM and Java in it. So you can play from pretty much anywhere. It just got redone into semi-3D-ish graphics with a little bit of texture put on. The game used to have sort of 3D ground. But all the NPCs and all that were 2D, and you'd spin the screen and you'd look at it from different angles, sort of like a sprite type deal.
Mm-hmm.
There's like 19 something skills in the game, 4 or 5 for combat, some crafting, magic, mining, all this stuff that you can make stuff with. And these go level 99, so you could be playing it forever. And there's a guy that's been playing for 6 years and still hasn't got 99 and everything, so it could be playing it for a long time. The only thing it's lacking is quests. There's probably 20 or 30 quests for the whole game, and there's nowhere near enough to keep you busy. It's a level grind. Pretty much the whole game is a big level grind.
And what about the game is so addicting?
It's simplicity. And it has its own little kind of graphics and feel to it.
If you had to compare it to another game out there, what do you think would come the closest to this one?
It has the clicking style of a Diablo game.
Mm-hmm.
The multiplayer of, I don't know, it's kind of weird.
I used to be a huge fan of the Diablo 2 series. So would you say it has anything in common with this type of game?
Well, that one's more fighting centric, and this one isn't really. You're not spending all your time fighting, but what I'm saying it's close to it is it's all clicking. You control the game almost entirely with the mouse, and there's like 3 or 4 keys on the keyboard that you use.
That's pretty interesting. I'll have to check that one out for sometime during the next week. Did you get any games or anything like that for Christmas?
I got Half-Life 2, and that's going to keep me set for a while because I've been doing hardware upgrades in my computer.
Mm-hmm.
So I started getting older PS2 games,
mm-hmm.
maybe like $5 each, and they're all classics that I missed out on because I was in the whole PC thing. So, yeah, right now I'm playing older stuff and trying to spend money to upgrade my computer.
I'm upgrading my memory on mine first thing with the Christmas money. But,
yeah, I got more RAM for my birthday, so I just got a new video card. I'm going to get a new DVD burner, hopefully this week.
So what DVD burner are you looking for?
Best Buy's been showing this 16X dual format, dual layer for like $100, so I'm thinking I'm going to go get it.
That's not a bad deal. Do you know what company's carrying that one? Like Sony?
Hold on, I'll check. Let me open up this little ad. It is a cyber home. Sounds like a generic type.
Yeah, it sounds generic. I use a Sony DVD drive. It's not dual layer or anything. It's pretty old school. Back in the day, it was cool. It's like the first plus and minus disc one. But it does a good job. It's awesome to be able to copy stuff. I use mine to make backups of lots of Xbox games. which is pretty advanced use, especially with the, my network's been giving up on my Xbox lately. It's really angering me.
Yeah, I plan on just using it for data backups, because I have a lot of data, and none of it's been backed up for over a year, so I need to get working on that.
Yeah.